What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. We got a great show for you today. We'll talk about Brittany Griner being released. Apparently a trade for Victor Bout. Why didn't we have Danny Ainge do this Victor Bout trade? We would have gotten so many first-round picks and lottery picks. Just would have been crazy. Be like, man, we're in the United States in the lottery again? Like a Danny Ainge, that was like 4 years ago. Oh, such a good trade. Such a good trade. Anyway, Brittany Griner is back. I actually do have some thoughts on that. I'm not going to share with you right now. KJ Wright's going to join us, former Pro Bowler with the Seahawks. We'll talk about the Hawks, their playoff possibilities, and what the Niners are going to look like with Brock Purdy. Wait to hear what Trent Williams said about his rookie, now starting quarterback. Kyler Murray had something interesting to say about Patrick Peterson, and we'll have a text message discussion. You guys ready to have a text message discussion? I'll give you a little heads up. I get a lot of text messages per day. I'm a big, 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 big texter. And Jason Stewart got really mad at me, two months ago, when I don't always respond to the text. Now, the problem is that Jay Stu is a, he's not an iCloud. He's a, are you a Motorola flip phone guy? Is that what you got?
Android, latest.
You're an Android, Samsung, yeah. Android guy, which I'm sure it's actually better. I'm guessing it's actually better than the iCloud. The problem is nobody actually I remember when I was a freshman in college and people had these Apple computers and I was like, I don't even know. I'm a Microsoft guy. I don't know. since that point, everyone I know, everywhere you go, has Apple something. You're the outlier. And it sucks because there's things you can't do within a group text because you're the one guy who has Android.
John Ramos and I have Android.
So that's why it's green, not blue, when I text you guys?
That's exactly right.
But when I text you a contact, you can't get the contact, right? I got to actually text you the number?
I think that's it. Yeah.
That's annoying. Anyway, Android and iCloud, can't we all just get along? No? I don't know. All right. We'll have that text message conversation. We got a good one. Oh, Ryan Shazier is going to join us. Ryan Shazier, linebacker who was, I guess, temporarily paralyzed, right? Career ended on a Monday night hit.
Yeah, December of 2017, spinal cord injury.
Oh, crazy. We'll talk about Matt Stafford, who had some form of spinal cord injury. Not the same, not as graphic, but also still not good, and what it means for his future, for his career. Let's start, though, with tonight's game, which is an all-time dud, and I'm actually going. I have a buddy of mine, Rob, and Rob already texted me like, hey, if you want to bail, you can bail. And I was like, no, dude, I like set my schedule this. You made it. I wasn't really asked. He was like, hey, December 8th, Thursday night, no kids. I have 50-yard line seats, Rams, Raiders, SoFi. Now, part of the intrigue in going to a Rams-Raiders game is, I mean, just that the old Freaks Come Out at Night song, right? Raider fans in L.A. on a Thursday night, it's going to get weird. And they're going to win, too. And Raider fans who hated their coach like a month ago, now all of a sudden they're all in and think they're going to sweep in and make the playoffs. And the Chargers will probably be on the outside looking in after losing last week to the Raiders, right? But the Raider fans in L.A. on a Thursday night sounds like a good time. Not to be in the black hole or sitting amongst them, but watching what is absolutely sure to be some sort of fight. Or fights. With Ram fans who, like, they're still defending Super Bowl champions. But there is no victory lap to be had because, well, now they're really, really bad. So here's the thing. Baker's probably going to play or maybe start. And if the last time I can remember a guy being so ill-prepared, do you guys remember when the Raiders traded for Carson Palmer? They traded for Carson Palmer, and Carson was retired because he was done with the Bengals. So they traded him, and I think there was an injury midway early on in the game, and he gets installed in the game. Like, the first pass he throws, like, awesome! And then he looked completely lost. Completely lost. Because when you switch systems, when you switch offensive styles, a lot of times, like, it's kind of like watching the World Cup. They call a elevator a lift and a field a pitch. What do you call a slant? We call it this. What do you call it? I call it a slant. Well, I call it a Jimmy route. Whatever you do. It's different lingo. But while you might think that not having any sort of running game, not having a good offensive line, not having arguably the best wide receiver in the league is unfair to Baker, here's the thing. That's where Baker Mayfield's career actually is. This is the place that Baker Mayfield is, where you got to come in with a team that is not designed to necessarily win, try and make him compete, be as simple as possible. You can't use your brain that much in terms of the depth and number of audibles and all that other stuff. You just got to go in and stand and try and make plays. How do you handle this level of adversity? It's not fair. Right? It's not fair. Life's not fair. This is the situation you're in. You'll learn a lot more about Baker now than you do about this. We do this all the time with guys where, you know, I remember Daniel Jones in the preseason, how good he looked. Like, man, these guys all look great in the preseason. No adversity. Right? No real scouts. Plain Jane defense. Offense has been working on their stuff. They put in some specials. They're marching up and down the field against guys. Some of the guys aren't going to play in the NFL. This is a way better test for what a guy has in his chest cavity and what he has in his lower intestines. Right? If Baker Mayfield can stand back there, you got one of the best rush ends in the league. You're going to be playing a road game in SoFi. It'll be a road game tonight. 75% Raider fans. Right? No question. Playing a virtual road game, take a beating, not know really the audibles on how to get you. He's going to know a couple of audibles, a couple of different things. They're going to keep it simple, stupid. If you can stand in there and be a man and be a leader and withstand the type of adversity you're going to see, you got a shot. But if you don't, if you see complaining, if you see throwing it up for grabs, if you see him waving the white flag, he's got no shot. He's got no shot. So I actually think this is it's a great sort of litmus test for Baker Mayfield. Everybody says they want a shot to be back in the league. I want a shot to start. Okay, start with the Rams. Whoa, hold on. Their line sucks. Their running game sucks. And Cooper Kupp is out probably for the year. You didn't say, I only want a playoff caliber team. You said, I want an opportunity to start. With a good offensive coach, you got it. The Doug Gottlieb Show is broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection of fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is completely unfair to Baker Mayfield to throw him out there. It is not there is not a strong likelihood of success. But you know what? You learn more about Baker Mayfield, and does he really belong in the league? Can he really lead men? Can he fight through adversity? Look, dude, he's in Cleveland. They won one game in 2 years, and they eventually went to the playoffs through three different coaches he had his first 3 years. So he's been through it. How does he handle it tonight? We'll see. We'll see. And then the other side to it is, I never jumped off the Josh McDaniels bandwagon. It doesn't mean I think they're going to win the division or get to the playoffs or he's a great coach, but he's a good football guy. And like the Patriots, that first month of the season, they're just figuring stuff out. Ironically, it took them that long to figure out, hey, this Josh Jacobs guy, he's really good. Let's give him the ball. And Davante Adams, how about we throw him the ball? How about we throw him the ball? I got a lot to get to here. Big Green Egg, welcome to Fox Sports Radio Tailgate, presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats flavor of live fire cooking on the Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery, biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. Do you guys know I'm doing two NFL games in 4 nights? Doing Dolphins Chargers on Sunday.
Tonight's game, that's crazy, Doug.
Going
to tonight's game is crazy.
Why?
Well, you already said it. it's a crappy game, but I mean, a game that starts at 5:20 anywhere in Los Angeles is just hell to get to. That's the first thing I think about. If you let's go to the game.
Here's the logic behind it, right? We have a holiday party. Our holiday party's 3 to 5. Is that right?
Yeah,
Pacific time. Yes.
Okay, so I get done with the holiday party. And then I drive in and I go to the game. And then I leave. When I leave the game, the traffic's over, like done deal. Like, and if I show up late, like, all right, it was traffic. I had a holiday party. Not that big a thing. You know, I saw the people I wanted to see. I got a chance to have a beer with you. What are you saying, John? John's got pointing the finger.
No. I was saying that I think that's a normal thought pattern for living in this city. Like, here's what I do.
If I leave my house... I leave my house, I clump in as much crap as possible.
There you go.
Like, because then by the time I come out, I'm like, good, I left my house. I'm not leaving my house for a couple of days.
And most people would be like, oh, you were at a party and you got here? Cool. Like, they wouldn't be like, what? You're late. They'd be like, oh, yeah.
No, it was at a holiday party.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then there was traffic.
Yes. All of it makes total sense.
Do you really want me to see pregame festivities for this crap?
He wants you to see the national anthem.
By the way, weekday games in the West Coast cities is the stupidest stuff we do.
You mentioned that before, yeah.
It's dumb. It's not very smart, right? Like, we always make fun of is it still Levi Stadium? In San Francisco, like, that's the worst. And it's the worst. It's the worst because if you've ever been there, it's not near San Francisco at all. It's in Santa Clara. So anybody from San Francisco that works, that has a job, like, unless you're Silicon Valley where it's kind of close, you're not getting to the game at 5:15, right? Like, that means you're leaving work at like 3:30, getting on a BART, you know, or driving your car there. Same thing in L.A. Is there train service that goes there?
To SoFi?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I want to say there is. At least they're building one.
LA has the best train system that nobody actually uses. It's amazing. Have you ever been on the subway? You go on the subway, you're like, this is incredible. Why doesn't anybody use it? Like, I don't even know. This is amazing. And it's existed for a long time. Right? 20, 25 years.
I took it to the Rams game from where I live, jumped on the Gold Line.
We just asked you if there was for the Rams game.
Is that what you said? No, yeah. I'm sorry.
When was the Coliseum.
When was that the Coliseum? My bad.
Yeah. The Coliseum has very... I was like, I'm going to the Rams game. When the Rams played the Coliseum.
Ramos?
It's okay. We were both right. You just didn't specify. Because I thought you meant Coliseum, but then you didn't pause and say when it was at the Coliseum. So I was like, wait a second. He just answered my question, even though he didn't have an answer for my question previously. The Coliseum is that's a perfect example of that actually has a really good setup to hop on a train. Now, you can take it all the way back home, Ramos?
Yeah, you take the Gold Line to Union Station, hop on I think it's the Purple Line, which is the subway. It comes out and drops you off right there at the Coliseum.
So how long was the process of getting onto a train?
Yeah, it was a 1 o'clock game. Yeah. I think we left at 11, I wanted to be safe. Ooh, I want to say 12. Like, no, that's too long. Like 11:45, maybe. Like 45.
And then how
minutes.
Long would it have taken if you drove a car?
Ooh, probably about the same. But then parking, it was trying to find parking and stuff would be more.
So although sometimes parking at a train station can be hard too. But so there's that's the element nobody tells you when you live in like Connecticut and you take the metro north into the city. Like, oh, no problem. It's like an hour and 5 minutes. You sit down, you pop your laptop open, you do a bunch of work. You're like, yeah, except it takes 15 minutes to park. Okay, and then when you get back on the train, it takes you 15 minutes to walk to your car. And if it snowed that day, you got to dig out your car. Like, you're almost better off driving. What are you
saying? I'm not sure if I told you this story. I may have told this to Dan and to
Well, I
Jason.
Haven't heard the story, so go.
We went to see a Giants game one time in San Francisco, and I said, why don't we take the bus? Great bus.
Why would you ever take the bus?
That's a great question. So we got on the bus, and three fights from the time we got on the bus to AT&T Park at the time. We saw three fights on the bus.
The bus is Old Navy. Hold on. The bus is Old Navy. The train is The Gap.
Okay.
And your car is Banana Republic.
There you go. That's right? A great analogy.
It's Banana Republic. Like, just stuff goes on the bus. Like, every once in a while, you want to pop on a bus just to see what it's like. And then you're like, whew. Yeah, I don't know. I can't do that. Three fights. That's amazing. I will guess at least three fights in the first quarter, Raiders-Rams.
You going to go over or under on that?
I'm going to take the over on
I'll take
one.
The over
I'll
as
take
well.
The over on that one.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Here's what happens, though, Ramos. Is that Toby Keith?
It is Toby Keith. Good job, Doug.
Toby's got cancer, and Toby is an amazing guy. Toby, get well. He's obviously a huge Oklahoma guy, OU guy. And he actually, I think, did he play in a spring game, and he broke his leg, like kind of as like a stunt or whatever? Anyway, Toby's a great dude. But the problem with me playing Toby Keith is like, now I got like KJ Wright on, and he thinks, I'm sure he's like, oh, that's what I'm walking into. That's the bumper music they're playing. Okay. You know, okay. No, we're playing Christmas music. KJ Wright joins us from a Pro Bowl linebacker, 11 years in the National Football League. Of course, he's part of that Legion of Boom, that Super Bowl championship team that just dominated Peyton Manning. KJ, I got some sound for you. You're going to love. Okay.
Okay.
This is, this is Kyle. You have Kyle. It's a Trent Williams quote. Okay. Trent Williams said, kind of reminds me of Peyton Manning, right? That reminds me, Brock Purdy as Peyton Manning, albeit as a rookie. You buying that?
Is Peyton Manning as a rookie? First of all, how many plays has Brock played? He just played what? There's been one game?
Yes.
No, we're not doing that. He came in for one game. He did his thing. Let's see if he can put together a full game, finish out the season, and then we'll try to even make those comparisons. But right now, after one game, really just three quarters, no, sir.
What do you think of the Niners as they're currently constituted? Young quarterback, but super talented all around.
I love the Niners. I believe that the Niners can be the team that, first of all, wins the NFC West. It's going to be a battle between them and the Seahawks, and a team that could come out of the NFC to make it to the Super Bowl. We've seen a few times where backup quarterbacks come in and go to the Super Bowl and actually win it. Nick Foles did it. We saw Big Ben do it, and so they have all the pieces to get it done, starting with that defensive side of the football. Nick Bosa, probably reigning defensive MVP. Fred Warner, you got Debo. You have everything you need on that roster to get the job done. So I'm really interested to see how does Kyle Shanahan put Purdy in position to be explosive but also be smart with a young quarterback.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of KJ Wright. Here's the quote. You'd think he'd been in the league 15 years. If you're talking, he'll say, shut your ass up. He ain't no timid rookie feeling his way around. He'll get on your ass. You'd think he's like Peyton Manning or something. Wide receiver's not running. You'll hear him cussing wide receivers out.
All that sounds good, but I need to see the tape. I need to see the man put together a full game. I'm sure he's doing it at practice, but when you step on the field with the big dogs and they come into Seattle on Thursday Night Football, let's see if he can actually get it done to put together a nice stretch, because it's playoff time. These teams are pushing to make this thing happen. It's going to be real tight. He has to show it. He has to put it on tape. He has to be smart with the football, and then we'll start to see how well or how good this really Brock Purdy is.
The Raiders are playing better. Why?
Man, finally. Jeez. You just look at the Raiders. First of all, with the offseason they put together, I thought that they put together a phenomenal offseason. You bring in Adams. You bring in Chandler Jones. You get rid of some guys. Phenomenal offseason by these guys. But call me crazy. But I said that with Hunter Renfrow and Darren Waller not being in the lineup, this is better for this Raiders offense. I know Derek Carr. I know his personality. He wants to please everyone. Get the football here. Get the football there. You have two stars when it comes to that offense. You have Josh Jacobs and you have Davante Adams. Everyone else needs to be role players. And I believe that you see that Derek Carr is really confident in this offense. He has full command of the huddle. And you give the ball to Josh Jacobs 20-plus times, and you know you got Davante Adams on the outside, you have an explosive offense. So they're looking really good.
All right, Rams are the opposite. How'd it fall apart so quickly?
Man, well, you have, first of all, you have a Super Bowl hangover. I played in two Super Bowls, and both of them were very real when it comes to Super Bowl hangover. You got everybody coming after you. I lost on the one-yard line against the Patriots, and that definitely carried the effects going to the next season. And so I knew that was coming with those guys. They had so much fun this offseason. I'm like, okay, you know, it's cool to have fun, but they were over the top with how they approached the offseason. And so, unfortunately, they had way too many injuries with no Aaron Donald, no Cooper Kupp, no Matt Stafford. There's not much Sean McVay can do with this football team. And so we're in December, and they only have three wins. No one saw that coming. So they got the Raiders tonight. I believe it's going to be, unfortunately, another loss. And so, yeah, just way too many things just did not go right for this Rams team.
KJ Wright joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's talk the Seahawks. Okay, obviously, way better than we would have thought. Geno Smith has been an absolute gift from up above, right? No one thought Geno was capable of playing at this level, consistently, and he's been a great leader in that locker room.
Yep.
Is this sustainable, not just in the season, but into the postseason?
Absolutely, and I called this. I called this before the season started. I said, do not be surprised if the Seahawks make the playoffs. It starts with Coach Carroll. The man has been a bona fide winner since day one. The winner at SC come to the Seahawks, it seems like every year he's getting 10-plus wins. And you see that the effect that Coach Carroll has on Geno. This man has went, this is his 10th year, has had no success in the NFL. And he finally gets an opportunity, and he is taking advantage of his op. And so Coach Carroll surrounded him with DK, surrounded him with Tyler, just created this atmosphere to where Geno Smith can be very, very successful. And he has to continue it. The last week was his first time putting together a two-minute drive when the ball was in his hands to win the game. Most of these games in December going into January is going to come to the hands of Geno Smith. And so I love what I've seen so far. He's a free agent. It's contract year. So he got to finish the season strong if he wants a decent payday.
Do you think they keep him? They hold on to him? Or do they draft a young quarterback?
They're going to do both. I believe they're going to give Geno maybe a two-year deal. You know, Geno, you're phenomenal this year. But you're going to your 11th season. We still got to prepare for the future. With the way we have Denver pick, it's going to be a top five pick. We got to get a quarterback. And so I believe they're going to communicate that with Geno. Let's come in. We're going to get this quarterback. We need you to groom him. But you are still a phenomenal player. And we want to ride with you in the 2023 football season.
Why do you think Russell struggled so mightily this year?
I don't even recognize this guy. I love Russell. I know that Russ is working his tail off. I know that he's still a phenomenal player. But when I watch him on tape, I'm looking like he can't complete a pass 30 yards downfield. His running game isn't helping him. And I believe that you look at this style of offense that Russ is playing. It's way too much drop back. I know it may sound cliche. Everyone said it's not what he's a quarterback. He can do it. But this is not what he's done when he was with Seattle. We look at a majority of his highlight tapes, Russ is scrambling, getting out the pocket, bombing it downfield because he has the vision to see. And so you just get him straight drop back, quick game. No. That's not Russell at all. And so I'm not a fan of getting rid of coaches in the first year, but this dynamic between him and the play caller will not work. And so something's got to give, somebody's got to go, and it will not be Russell Wilson.
No, I agree, but he doesn't scramble that much anyway. He doesn't move the same as he used to. Yes.
No, Russ can still move. Did you see him last game when he just took off running? Like, okay, he has some life in his legs. He can do it. He's just not doing it. I just think Russ is not doing it for whatever reason. Like, you don't have to prove anything to us, bro, that you can be a pocket quarterback. Move your legs. Get to running. Do something. But sitting back there trying to dice up defenses is not your forte.
No, it is not. What do you think Brady does at the end of this year?
It's time. It's time to retire. I mean, we saw they retired earlier this offseason, came back 20-plus years in the NFL, 40, you know, mid-40s. Man, like, you've done literally everything under the football sun. And so I do believe that he will retire. He's obviously going to ride off as a legend, the greatest to play football. But I believe that when he asks his friends, asks his agents, yeah, man, let's call it a career.
KJ Wright joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, we're trying to find the best team in the AFC. The Bengals have three times in the last year beaten the Kansas City Chiefs. The Bills have beaten them in both the last two regular seasons, but the Chiefs have Mahomes, right? They got Mahomes. Your best bet, if I go KJ, like heart of hearts, who's the best team in the AFC? What's your answer?
If I had to put my money on it, give me Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. In this stretch of the football season, you need a few things. You need a quarterback. They have the best quarterback in the NFL. You need experience. They're always in the playoffs, been to two Super Bowls. They know what they're doing. And you need a team that just does the little things right. You need teams that understand the details. And so when you pair Mahomes with the enemy, Travis Kelce, they have all the sauce. Get it done. I'm a little concerned about their defense. I know you want a defense that's ball hogging and get to the quarterback, but it's going to be a shootout. And we know if it's a shootout, Patrick Mahomes is going to be the guy that can just find a way to bring home a victory and get this team to the Super Bowl.
KJ, awesome stuff, man. Happy holidays to you and your family, and we appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, happy holidays. Thank you, fellas.
Victor Bouts, known as the Merchant of Death. That's a hell of a nickname, right? It's a hell of a... Listen, if we want to, like... Again, I'm not in any way... Saying that selling arms illegally, AK-47s or whatever, is a reputable business. But that's a reputable nickname. Merchant, what's your nickname? My name is Francis, but everybody calls me Snake. What's your nickname? They call me the Merchant of Death. I mean, that's a good nickname. It's a very, very good nickname. A couple things are amazing to me about how we, as sports fans, we talk politics. So Dan was mentioning, you're mentioning the House Oversight Committee, right? And their findings into the Washington Commanders football team, Redskins, whatever, the awful organization that they have been, right? That's what these are.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Whenever it's something we don't care about or somebody we do like and they're being investigated, what do we always get? Like, why is Congress spending time on sports? This is my tax money being wasted, right? I mean, all the tax money did was find out that Dan Snyder is a bad guy and fostered an environment that was awful for women to work in. And it's previously been exposed. Are there some details that come out? Yes. But it's really interesting to me on how it's like, oh, why is Congress investigating baseball and steroids? Well, because they can actually get the answers. They can actually subpoena people. But it is interesting, normally, when it's something, you know, if it's somebody you do like and there's findings about them, you go like, Congress wasting their time. Clearly nobody likes Dan Snyder. Which brings us to the Brittany Griner thing. Couldn't we have traded Dan Snyder? I'm serious, okay? Now think, well, hold on. Before you say, no, Gottlieb, nobody wants Dan Snyder, he has no value. That's not true. He's a billionaire. Right, so the Russians, clearly they're going to need some cash here with the whole Ukrainian war disaster. What if we go like, listen, I understand you don't really want Dan Snyder. We don't want him either. Okay, but if we give you Dan Snyder, it takes a whole heck of a lot of problems off ours, and we'll find a new owner in Washington. And when he sells the team, it'll be for like $6 billion, and you can hold for ransom. He can pay you $1 billion. There you go. They should have had me negotiating this deal. I think I would have. Danny Ainge would have been all about picks and, you know, let's do a swap pick. You know, next time we do a prisoner exchange, we get to make the first offer. I also think it's interesting. There's a Marine. What's the Marine's name? Who's Whelan?
Whelan.
Paul Whelan.
Yeah, Paul.
Paul Whelan. We get all these people like, I can't believe we didn't get Paul Whelan back, which I can't either. But you know, Paul Whelan's been there for like, I don't know, 6-7 years. So, if anything, Brittany Griner actually brought attention to, like, I had no idea the Marine was still there. None. It's also espionage he's there for. Whatever he was doing, like she had some weed oil. He was doing espionage. So, some very different sort of negotiation for one as opposed to the other. Just going to point that out. But like all the same people that are like, why didn't we trade for both? Okay. So what you need to do is do the hashtag free. What's his name again? Whalen?
Paul Whalen, yeah.
Paul Whalen. Free Paul Whalen should be on hashtag Twitter every day until he comes home. I thought you care. Because if you care, then you actually care. So there you go.
That's interesting. I just thought about this. You know how LeBron was all up in arms how nobody asked him about Jerry Jones?
Right.
I guarantee if a member of the press corps asks him tonight, how come you haven't hashtag free Paul Whalen?
Yes.
He'll be like, let's keep this to basketball, yes, man. What does this have to do with basketball? And by the way, if you trade Daniel Snyder to the Russians,
yes,
do you think they would have a problem with him creating a toxic work environment in the prison
Feels
camp?
Feels like Russia is a kind of a toxic work environment. I don't know. What do you guys think? I've actually played basketball in Russia. Did you guys know I lived in Russia? Speak Russian.
Yes.
Ya хочу пива. I want a beer. There you go. There's my. Ya хочу пива. Да. Я понимаю. I understand. I understand.
Like they always say in Spanish, like for Spanish, the one thing you always hear people say, like I can say, like, ¿dónde está el baño? Right? Where is the bathroom? So what would that be in Russian? Because that seems to be the common Spanish term everybody always says when they know Spanish.
где? It's like где. It's like где.
Okay.
It's pronounced differently. Где. I forgot what bathroom is. Где. I gotta think okay. of what bathroom is. Где is where. Because in Hebrew, it's F-O. F-O bathroom. I don't even know what the bathroom word is in Hebrew. In
it's a tough
Russian,
word.
Где. 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 They don't have an H in their language. So if you go to see a movie with Harrison Ford, it's very different. Harrison Ford. If there's one reason to hate Russians, it's they can't pronounce Harrison Ford. There you go. You're like, it was more really about their leader. I don't like Putin. But then I found out they pronounce Harrison Ford Garrison. I just couldn't handle it anymore. Could we trade Dan Snyder? What would that negotiation be like? You guys didn't like my thing? Like, look, he's worth several billion dollars. We don't want him. He's annoying. Like, yeah, he's annoying to us too, but just take him. Listen, people have a much more... I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. We'll give you the Merchant of Death, and we'll give you Dan Snyder. You give us back the Marine. What do you think? And Dan Snyder buy his way out of it, right? Here's another one. This is a question which you don't have to answer. Maybe we can answer in the pod. Dan Snyder has like a dossier on every other owner in the NFL. Right? That's one of the things that came out, if you listen to Dan Beyer, that the John Gruden emails were sent to the New York Times, or it was the Wall Street Journal. By the way, how do you decide on the Wall Street Journal? Like, I don't know. I could send this to anybody. Washington Post? Nah. New York Post? Ooh. Wall Street Journal. Okay. Why? Well, every Starbucks in America is going to read it. I don't know. That's probably that in the New York Times. But is it sinister or is it smart that he knew the wolves were coming and he went and got dirt on all of them? I'm going to make the argument for you later that it's actually smart more than sinister. I mean, I have a dossier on you, Jay Stu, on you, Ramos, with the Ramos ones, entertaining. Dan was a little bit more difficult to get info on. There's just not a lot there, so in terms of bad info. So, you know, there's the one time in college thing, Dan, which normally people let it slide, but it reads worse. It reads worse than it actually is. Any first responder will tell you never try and beat a train after braking. It can take a mile for a train to come to complete stop. So when it comes to rail crossing, stop trains can't paid for by NHTSA. Coming up on the Doug Gottlieb Show live from the TireRack.com studios, you're going to want to hear our discussion about the best thing to do at an amusement park. That's next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. My daughter performed in her school garage band last night, and she sang, Stevie Nicks' Landslide?
Yeah, Landslide.
She's amazing. And you're just sitting there going like, that's my kid? Like, she was petrified of being in public a couple of years ago, and now she's playing a bass guitar, leading a band of people, and singing, and her stage presence was like, she was like, yeah, whatever, I'm just here.
You should do Gold Dust Woman. That would be really rock.
Gold Dust Woman?
Yeah, tell her that one.
Well, I'm trying to get her to do, she has a banjo player at her school.
Okay.
And I want her to play, Better Dig 2. I'll play it for you during the break. Let's get to the game.
Game time!
This is game time.
Game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
I only brought it up because I think I'm going to hire her actual band and have like a New Year's party and have them play.
That'd be very nice of you.
Yeah. Do a rev split though. What do you got? What do you got there?
How many songs do they got? You know, that's the question.
It's all cover. They have a couple originals, but they have a bunch of covers.
Okay.
Too.
All right. Just so enough, you know, instead of just a opening set, you know, they're going to.
She started out with Knights of Sidonia last night. You guys familiar with Muse, Knights of Sidonia?
No.
Muse, yes. The song, no.
Okay.
The game today is.
I feel a draft.
All right. The topic today, best things to do at an amusement park. Doug, I don't know if you were there last night, but I know the two members of this draft were at California Adventure.
Didn't get any invite.
It'd be one Jason Stewart and John Ramos. So the draft.
Hey
order-
guys, I'm coming to Orange County. What are you doing? Text message.
The entire company got the invite, by the way.
I'm not on the company email, bro.
Oh, come on, Doug.
I'm not actually an employee of this company. I don't know if you know how that works. I don't get company emails. I'm telling you, this is not new. Got no invite, no love.
Maybe they texted you and you didn't get it.
If they texted me, I would have got it because I'm going to the party tonight because I got an email and I got a text.
All right, best things to do at an amusement park. I have the number one pick.
I'd like to trade.
Okay, you
so
got
one
it.
Thing. What do you want to trade?
Well, you're second. So and then Jason and then John. I'll give you number one for number two.
Done.
All right.
Ride roller coasters. There's no other point of an amusement park other than ride roller coasters.
Okay. All right. Do you want my last pick as well, even though that would be a bad trade for me?
Sure. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. I'm going to go food. Yeah, the nice, you know, things you can get, the you know, the fair food, something that you could get. The different culinary. I'm going food at number two.
So tasty, so expensive, and dangerous.
Yes.
I had a churro, I had a corn dog last night, and I had a pizza.
Are they free?
No. Not even close.
Okay.
The opposite of free, which is very expensive. you know what? You guys took the two things that I love.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to be like, hey, go for the people watching. It's freaking
that's actually,
cool.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Just watching the way people interact while you're in
Ramos?
Line.
I'm gonna go with games, like playing games.
Okay, basketball shots that don't have a regulation size rim.
That's correct. They screw you over. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. What's your? You got another pick? We're sort of thinking.
I had food as one, but I'm gonna say shopping. Amusement park is kind of a hard thing because I'm thinking DCA, which we went. Suzanne loved to shop, so we went shopping. So I don't know if that counts.
Sounds like a lot of bargains.
DCA. He's using acronyms now. Jason Six.
To show off my Jordans.
All right. Jordan showing off. Doug, you got the last two picks.
Burn money. And birth control. It's a great place for birth control. Because you see kids running around.
That's game, huh?
Oh, my God.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Not wrong. Kids become super annoying late. They're whining and crying. Like, you turn to your wife or your girlfriend, you're like, we're done. We're just done. She's like, thank God, I just want to go to sleep tonight. So I went. For some reason, Tua and Justin Herbert debate continues on. We'll discuss it next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.